hi. It's the Great Debates.
What?
Hey.
Hello.
Oh.
No, I knew you guys didn't know this was going to happen.
I just put headphones on and sat down in front of the mic. I didn't know what was going to happen.
It's the, well, we're going to do the Great Debates.
Cool. I love the Great Debates. It's my favorite podcast.
It's a cool podcast.
It's in my top five.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Top 10.
Hi, Healy.
Hi. Am I talking into the mic enough?
Hi, Davis.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Healy.
Hi.
So far, you're doing great.
Should we jump into it?
You're trying to make a joke here, but usually you mess up and
should we jump into it?
Yeah.
I was giving Healy a hard time about his mic technique.
Rightfully so. He's bad at it. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand that the microphone is
I get worked up. I start going away from the mic. I'm sorry. I can't be tethered.
Let's jump into it.
Can't be tethered. I've got a micro debate.
Yes.
Submitted by listener Joe G.
Joe G.
Thanks, Joe. The topic is Healy taking the pro. People shower too often.
People shower too often. We got a big drought going on in the entire Western United States. We need to conserve our water resources. A lot of places in the world are going to run out of fresh water within our lifetimes. It's not necessary to shower as much as we do. You don't need to shower in the morning, in the evening.
What?
You don't even need to shower every day. Lots of people.
Okay.
And people are spending too long in the shower.
Different issue.
Okay.
You took my argument, Healy, it's a micro, and you screwed up already. We don't have a lot of time. Let's just get right to it. The whole thing is take shorter showers. You don't have to wash your hair every time you take a shower. No. You don't have to wash your whole body. You don't have to lather yourself over and over again.
No,
you don't
take
have
to rinse and repeat every time. Shower.
Yeah, that you could do that in 3 minutes. Most people, once they get in the shower, they like the warm water. As you said, we're in a drought. Fine, don't make it 20, 25 minutes. Take one short shower a day. But do people take too many showers? No, maybe they spend too long in the shower. If anything, if you're going to invoke the sort of like, in our current climate, I'd say we have so many infectious diseases out there that one of the best things that you can do to prevent yourself from, Zika and all these other things is make sure that you're washing your body once a day. Why not?
Well, I think a lot of people are showering way more than once a day, and that's the problem.
Well, I think there's as many people who shower less than once a day as there are who shower more than once a day.
So how many showers you should take is kind of irrelevant. It's how many showers people are taking.
That's
and
correct.
I think they're taking too many.
No, I think
with the amount of shower gels, bath gels, shampoos, and stuff you see out there, that suggests a world where people are showering almost constantly, and people need to walk
back. By that
back.
You mean daily, then yes. I mean, I don't think you'd argue that, like, just because of the toothpaste economy, there's too much toothbrushing going
on. Look, you don't have a clear picture of this, I know, because you don't like to shower. You don't shower very much. I like showering,
No.
I think I am a more typical American.
I enjoy showering, but I don't shower every day because I know I don't need to.
You don't shower every day? No. A lot of people are, like, cringing just hearing that.
Yeah.
Because
and
that's how
people...
often they shower. Every day or twice or two or three times a day.
Well,
they're waking up, having a shower. Then later when they go to the gym, they're showering.
Why this is too often.
That's too many showers. Two or three. You said yourself you'll need every other day.
I don't think there's that many people taking two or three showers a day, though.
Oh, they're out there, buddy.
People, and you know what? People who take those multiple showers, they're usually doing it for a reason. Like
Let's
you said, they
open
just went
up
to
the aperture
gym.
A bit.
You know what?
This
if you go to the gym before work, I hope you take a shower before you come to work with me if I'm working with you.
Dude, air dry. Just towel off. You're going to be fine.
What do you think air dry
people
means?
People are so... like obsessed with the idea that they stink like crazy when they go to the gym. You have to be getting in a pretty serious workout until your smell is going
to
be
an issue. Are you suggesting that air dry applies to drying off your sweat and not drying off after you take a shower?
Get off your workout if you're a bit.
I've never heard anyone say, like, oh, yeah, I'm super sweaty, but I'm just going to air dry.
You've never heard that?
No, I hear them say, like, I just showered, but I'm going to air dry. Because I'm wet.
Right, with water.
Yeah.
Rather than sweat.
Yeah. Deans.
I think people take too many showers, based on this debate.
I mean, I think that people take too many showers, but not based on this debate. Based on this debate, I think people don't take enough showers. But
I don't think people... showering is great. Water is free, pretty much. Shower away.
Mm.
Showers are not the problem.
Heels, your actual feeling is that we could take more showers.
Yeah, and I was mad I had to take the pro on this because I think it was less life-affirming.
Why did you take the pro?
Because you made me, because you're afraid of the pro.
What do you think is the problem, quote-unquote?
with showering?
I don't know. You said, I don't think water, you said, I don't think showering is the problem.
Yeah, the drought is not being caused by people taking too many showers.
Personal
it's being caused by like agricultural misusage and stuff, I assume, right?
No, it's being caused by not enough water falling from the sky.
Yeah. But of our water, like 80% of it is used for
agriculture. Yeah, it's mostly used for agriculture, which is what we eat.
Yeah, so that's important.
Sounds like we're in host chat.
You know, the engine of our economy here
in
California.
We're in host chat, but we're not deep in it yet.
Yeah,
no, we're not deep in it yet. Also, wait, I want to go back to a point made in the debate by Dave. Can showering help you with Zika?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know if it can.
But it couldn't hurt.
Zika's caused by mosquitoes, and it's sexually transmitted, right?
I don't know at all.
So if anything, the sexy kind of vibe of the shower might cause Zika or spread it.
Well, if you're going to argue that there's a sexy vibe to showers, wouldn't you say that that's more of a net positive than negative, and that people should be getting in the shower more often?
Yeah, like I said, I like showers. I'm down
with showers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
This has been chaos.
What?
I don't think people should take a ton of showers.
How many should they take?
No more than once a day, unless you get really dirty and sweaty. And even then, like if you don't have anywhere to be, fine.
Yeah, you can always air dry, as Haley says.
I think you're allowed one, like shower in the morning and one in the afternoon.
Oh,
as long as they're not in the evening. Sorry, I meant evening. But like, as long as they're not like excessive, that's a reasonable human.
How long is your average shower, Davis?
Me?
Yeah,
I'll spend a while in there.
You hang tight in there for a bit.
20 minutes, 15.
20 or 15 minutes.
Here's the thing: I don't love getting in the shower. But I don't like getting out.
Either. No one does.
Oh, who does?
Yeah.
You know, the trick there is to blast yourself with some cold water at the end, which is both healthy for you, good for your circulation, good for your hair, but also it gets your ass out of the shower.
I used to think I took super long showers, and then I had a house guest come and stay with me, and boy, was that a wake-up call.
Like 25
This guy
minutes.
Was in the shower for like 40 minutes.
Wow.
He would take a beer in there. He was just
That's cool.
Just going
I
to
do
town.
Like taking a beer in the
yeah,
shower.
Yeah, that's nice.
But I'm like a 6 to 7 minute guy.
That's crazy.
Blast in, blast out.
I'll tell you what I invested in is a little waterproof notepad for the shower.
Oh, Aquanotes. Yeah, I have that too. That's crucial.
Gotta have that.
I don't want to come up with ideas in there. I want to rid my mind of ideas in the
Do you
shower.
Know what Aquanotes, what their slogan is?
No more ideas down the drain?
Yes, no more ideas down
Great.
The drain.
Brilliant.
I mean, that's the only slogan they could have had, and they got it.
I have a couple of things I came up with called starters that are for host chat conversation starters.
In order to get us deep into host
starters.
Chat?
Okay, sounds stupid.
What fruit have you eaten the most?
What? What's going on?
I like this.
It's a starter to get us
have you eaten the most?
Started okay. talking about something.
Great question.
I'm going to go with apples.
I think it's apples for me as well.
Does a banana count?
Yeah.
I think it's bananas.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, if...
Banana.
You think you've eaten more bananas than apples?
Yeah, I have a very mild apple allergy.
Oh.
And whenever I bite into an apple, I get a profound like itchiness and a slight swelling of
my
mouth.
Oh, you don't want to do that then.
That should be called Eve's disease.
If you...
I'm banishing you from the garden of this podcast for that.
If you drink wine, are you having fruit like grapes?
Oh, great question. Yeah.
In which case maybe that's
or orange juice.
The vine.
The fruit that I've had.
Orange juice, I've had an ocean of orange juice.
I don't drink a lot of orange juice.
I wonder if I've had as much orange juice as there is water in the Great Salt Lake.
Well, is water just ocean juice? The
Didn't
answer
our,
is no.
Our friend Craig, his daughters were having an argument about what's the best juice, right?
Yeah, what did they say?
Do you remember the details?
No.
The final answer was water is the best juice.
Yeah.
And the other daughter had to agree.
Yeah, I think Cleo and Lulu were both correct.
Should water be called earth juice or sky juice?
Nature's juice.
Nature juice.
No. I like sky juice.
Sky juice is good.
Yeah.
Ooh. Sky juice.
Cool. So that starter really worked well.
I'm enjoying some sky juice right now.
Would you like another starter?
Sure.
Yeah, come this around is fun. On
How rich is Shonda Rhimes?
I don't like that. She's very rich. She's extraordinarily rich.
Is it more or less than 200 million?
It's close.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, it's an order of magnitude within an order of magnitude of $200 billion.
Yeah,
156 million.
Lots of people care. It's the question is whether it's uncomfortable to talk about money, which I think it is.
I don't think
of
it's necessarily uncomfortable. I don't know. It doesn't make me uncomfortable. I think it's like we could talk about it. It's just kind of like...
Kind of just gets boring.
Well, she's very rich. Like, yeah. Does it matter whether she has $30 million or $230 million?
She deserves every penny, I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't know about that.
Really? She makes entertainment people adore. Well, she's produced hundreds and hundreds of hours of entertainment for millions of people.
You don't think that, like, the sort of market rate for entertainment is too high?
Great. You're going to be surprised by this number.
Way too high.
Oh, you have an answer?
I just looked it up on the internet.
Oh. Oh, well, who knows?
60 million.
I mean, that could also be.
She's worth more than that, I think.
I think she is.
Got a new starter. Are three stray cats worth one family dog?
What are you talking about? What does that mean?
Like, I don't know if you had to save three stray cats that don't belong to anybody or one family's dog.
Is this, are you Michael Sandel and this is justice?
I mean, in a way, Great Debates is kind of a loose version of that, right?
Very loose. Who's some family's dog
or family's dog?
Basically, yeah. You're saying like a train's going off the rails and you can push the train onto a track that has one family dog or three stray cats.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What do you think?
I don't know.
It's really close.
How do you know that the stray cats aren't some family's cats?
True, true. I think that animals, though, basically, they're only worth what their bond, emotional bond is to humans.
Ooh.
Oh, that is so speciesist of you.
I am a speciesist, man. I am a true speciesist. I think humans are the best species.
That's crazy.
You're not a speciesist?
They're obviously the worst species.
What's the best species?
A tie between all other species of animal.
So you think a panda is worth more than a human?
Are you kidding me? Do you know how many pandas there are, by the way, compared
to humans? You would save a panda over a human.
Healy, there's 7 billion humans. Let's get specific.
You got to pull the track. The train is going one way or the other. You're going to run over a human or a panda.
I mean, the example that you're giving, this is a little tricky because I believe that a human life is worth more. I think that a panda is a better animal than a human, right? But still, because of a sort of moral code, I have to save the human life rather than the panda. But I'll say this.
But you're a guy who's always been brave to stand up to moral codes.
Healy, if I were, let's say, like, no one ever was going to find out what happened, I think then maybe I'd kill that human.
No kidding.
What if you know the person?
No, then I got to kill the panda. What if I know the panda? How cute is the panda?
It's an old panda.
Yeah. How cute
old ones are cute, right?
They're all cute.
What's the human
like? They're cute from beginning to end.
Which show does the human write
They're for? Really cute at the very beginning.
The human is Shonda Rhimes.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, she's done a lot of good stuff. Well, those were starters.
That was host chat. It was wild. That was one of the wildest host chats we've ever had.
It was?
Yeah. But now we're going to talk about them.
The format of the show has really gone off the rails.
It's happened. I have some top about them. To top about.
Okay.
And the first one is submitted by listener Matthew D. That top about which we want to
top
is Boston is the Florence of America.
Great. I think that's a great comparison. I love that. Florence into Italy, as I understand it, it's old and cool and full of cool architecture and small and has historical interest, but isn't really like a bustling part of the national life anymore. So yeah, that's a good comparison. Best days are behind it, but still awesome and cool place to visit.
I don't know enough about Florence.
Me neither.
Okay, cool. Great.
But like writers came from there, artists. That's a Boston kind of thing.
I'm that level of familiar with Florence.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you're pretty good. All right. Okay.
Do you think Boston is America's Florence?
My guess is no. I think part of it is also like, are we talking about Florence is to Italy as Boston is to America, or Florence is to Europe as Boston is to the United States?
I don't know.
I mean, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What is Florence's hockey team like? Are they like kind of middling? Like, when was the last time they won the Stanley Cup?
I don't know what the pro hockey scene is in Italy. They've got to have a league, right?
No, they definitely don't have to have a league in Italy.
I bet they've got some hockey in Italy. Florence is in the northerny part of Italy. It might even snow there.
Listeners, if you know whether or not Italy has a hockey league, tweet at us, hashtag Italy Puck.
Italy Puck.
Good.
Italy Puck. Okay. Here's a top submitted by listener Rachel M.
Okay.
Okay.
Gaydar is a thing.
Tough one. Well, yeah, I mean, I think it is to some extent. I don't love the phrase is a thing. That's making me bristle more than the phrase gaydar.
I don't love the phrase gaydar one bit.
Well, obviously it's not it's not great. But yeah, you can, if the idea behind gaydar is that like you can, certain people have gaydar and can kind of tell whether or not people are gay.
Yeah.
A
radar tells when something is near you.
Okay.
So a gaydar presumably should be like, I know that this isn't what people mean in common parlance, but shouldn't it mean there's a gay person near me?
Yeah, that sounds worse because that sounds like a warning
very
system.
That's bad, yeah.
Very bad.
Radar
very
is
bad.
A warning system. So very that's, bad. Right, that's part of why I don't like the term.
If gaydar is a real thing,
yeah.
Who among the three of us do you think has the best gaydar, the most sensitive, acute gaydar system?
You're pretty sensitive and pretty good at reading people. Mm-hmm. So is Dan.
I don't think it's you, Healy. I think I'm ruling you out.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty good at that stuff. I know a lot of gay people and get along with them very well.
See? This is maybe not a great topic. This may be problematic.
Well, like, gaydar could be a thing, but it just doesn't work. It's like a defective machine that's not very good, right? It could be a thing. You have a gaydar, but it's often wrong. Like what's the machine or monitor that's wrong the most that we still use?
Well, I guess does the Terror Watch color level count?
That's not technology.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. Well, like predicting earthquakes or something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know if we rely on
Doppler radar.
Radar. Oh, that's actually a good
example.
Oh
wait, that's radar. Like, weather radar.
Well, predictive weather systems are like accurate, but not 100% accurate.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Gaydar, Medina number one, Dave number two, Steve three.
I agree with that.
That sounds about right.
I'm going to get us out of here. Another top to top about them. To top about. This one submitted by listener Andrew P. History will be kinder to actor Brandon Fraser than it will be to Nickelback.
I think he's wrong.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, because I think that in the long run...
He's just submitting a topic. We can't say that that Andrew P. has one side or the other.
Great
You're
call.
Taking
You're absolutely... You know what, Healy? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I think it's a great top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for that reason, Andrew P. should be lauded.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I'll take the con.
To Andrew P.
I'll take the con. I think in the long run, history is more or less... More than anything becomes a popularity contest. And I believe Nickelback will have more of a role in pop culture than Brendan Fraser. Both are almost negligible in the grand scheme of things. But Brendan Fraser also kind of could have been a leading man for a hot minute, and he never quite capitalized on it.
He almost got there.
He almost had it, man. I mean, I guess he had like Jenny
and
Sarah.
I don't know, he was in The
Mummy. Yeah, and now they're replacing
pretty
him.
Pretty huge movies.
Yeah, but wasn't he kind of a doofus and everything?
Well, I don't know.
Well, look, I think Brendan Fraser is going to disappear from history. We'll never discuss him. Okay. Nickelback could be,
that's an interesting
for
take.
A long time, a remembered line. By history as a bad, hacky band. Like I could see that being 20 or 30 years of referring to them as a junk.
Almost like
band.
An Ishtar sort of.
To the point where people won't even have heard Nickelback, and they'll just know it's the way I haven't seen Ishtar.
Right. That's interesting.
I did watch Ishtar this year.
Yeah.
There's some stuff in
there. Sure.
There's some things. There's some scenes. But yeah, I fell asleep.
Okay.
What prompted you to put that one on?
I was with a friend. Neither of us had ever seen Ishtar. We were like, let's watch Ishtar.
Gosh. What a life. Curious mind.
Yeah. It's great.
A good date movie.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't have to pay attention.
No, I'm starting to think you didn't fall asleep so much as something else.
So its history will be kinder to...
Yeah.
Brandon Fraser. So that's almost certainly true. Even if Nickelback is celebrated longer, the celebration will not be so kind.
Maybe. Will there, in 20, 30 years, will there be any movie historian kind of person who's like, Brendan Fraser, overlooked actor of the 1990s, Encino Man?
There will always be one of those.
I want to watch Encino Man again. Yeah.
I do not. I'm thinking more like 300 years from now.
Yeah.
What are people thinking?
30,000 years from now.
That's really the only way to look at things. What are people 30,000 years from now?
Take the long view.
Okay.
Well, do we have a great debate?
Well, sort of. I was thinking we could just do sort of like a casual debate.
What?
Well, that's interesting because it happens to be Friday, the day we're recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is casual Friday here. We don't usually record on Friday, but it is a casual Friday in the Great Debate Studios.
So this will be our first ever Great Debates Casual.
Great Debates Casual.
So for our listeners, maybe kick your shoes off, undo that top button.
Let's get casual.
If you have a pair of blue jeans, throw them on.
Very cool. Go out in the backyard.
Does anyone want to say anything about what this is going to mean for our debating style? Or are we just?
I think it's just we're not. Usually we come in hot and we fight, but maybe it could be like
an exchange of ideas.
It's a debate. Like there'll be a pro and con, but maybe I could say, like, you know, I agree with your point, Dave, whatever.
I'd love that.
Mm. Let's try it.
Okay, first ever Great Debates Casual. The topic is Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Oh, it's just Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking the pro.
And I think maybe there's some air quotes there.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe there are.
Okay, well, Ghostbusters is a very cool, fun cultural idea. It's fun to have like weaponry and uniforms, but you're fighting.
Yeah.
Thing like ghosts.
That's right.
The original movie, look, I'm not a huge fan of it, to be honest. I don't really remember it. Tried to rewatch it. Didn't seem to hold up too much to me. I respect that there was a kind of joyous spirit there, and I like those actors. I like Dan Aykroyd. I like Bill Murray. I like Sigourney Weaver a lot. But the movie, whatever, didn't mean much to me at the time. I do remember drinking Ecto Cooler. And, you know, I like that they remade it in an interesting way with all women, whatever. That's cool.
We should say we haven't seen the new one.
I haven't seen it. Heard it's kind of funny, whatever. Yeah. So I'm saying, yes, Ghostbusters.
Well, that's interesting. You raise a lot of good points there, Healy. And I guess if I were going to say take the con here.
This is good.
You know, it's interesting. Here are the points, I guess, on the con side. One of them would be that there is some controversy about the new Ghostbusters franchise.
Okay.
That it has become somewhat divisive, I would say. So there's some negative energy surrounding quote-unquote Ghostbusters. I would also say that there is, in as far as the original Ghostbusters go, a large degree of datedness to it. The special effects don't hold up. They look silly. And I think that a lot of people, well, I don't know how people feel about it, but the last time I watched Ghostbusters, my feeling was there were a handful of like absolutely unbelievable scenes and a couple of really great performances, but a lot of it was like boring and not that funny.
Okay, I want to start with what you said about negative energy surrounding Ghostbusters.
Yeah, let's explore that.
Because basically, what the Ghostbusters are doing is fighting negative energy,
that
right?
That is true, yeah.
So now we have these, in the remake, we've got these four women.
Right.
And both in the movie and in real life, they are fighting a negative energy and emerging victorious, I would say, I hope.
In some ways, I'll counter that. let's just chase that idea for a second. I would say that there's some risk here with the new film because I think that there's a chance, and again, I haven't read any reviews of it. I don't know how it's tracking. But let's say the movie does not do well critically or commercially, and the movie has a happy ending, but the franchise doesn't. And a lot of male rights activists and the like take this as a win. Which would be, and I'm not defending them, obviously that's silly, but people who are, you know, the people who press dislike on the YouTube trailer of the movie suddenly feel vindicated.
I think there's no way that male rights activists escape from this with a win, because the idea of taking on, like having as your cause, don't remake Ghostbusters with women is so stupid that it's just...
But
de facto deflated the idea of male misogyny.
No, I'm not saying it's a good argument. It's, of course, it's ridiculous. You and I can both agree that these people are wrong. But just, Healy, come on with me in a bit of a logical journey here.
I'd love to.
In a world where, and I don't think this is what's going to happen, but in a world where Rotten Tomatoes 11% and box office domestic 24 million.
I mean, that would be a catastrophe.
Okay, so that's obviously a wild exaggeration of what could even happen. But wouldn't you say then that these people would at the very least feel vindicated, and they might even convince, maybe not necessarily the public, but even, you know, studios that all female casts are a bad idea, which they're obviously not. There's no reason not to put.
Yeah, well, women. You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained, right? Like, you know.
It's a great point. Like, I think you're right.
We can't not have female Ghostbusters because we're afraid that the failure of female Ghostbusters might cause the future canceling of possible female reboots.
I guess the best I could say is that their Ghostbusters, in quotes, con. There's a negativity. There's a divisive.
Casual.
It's been polarizing. It's been divisive. It's caused tension. Also, you know, there's things.
Tension's
like,
not necessarily bad. A lot of good stuff emerges out of tension.
Of course not. Yeah. And as you're, of course, and you're wise to point that out. Yeah. But I would also say that there's a lot of stickiness, if you will. Oh, sorry, my mic went off. There's a lot of stickiness or maybe even borderline ugliness surrounding the franchise. And I'm talking about things like, will or won't Bill Murray be in it? And the death of Harold Ramis is a. How is that going to be, you know, incorporated into the new one? Is it too late? Possibly, is the timing of all of this off in some way?
I think.
Also, by the way, yeah. Sorry, I got a big one.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, yeah.
That's problematic, man.
We have to reckon with that. And then there was the Ghostbusters cartoon.
I never saw those, but maybe, was there something bad about them?
Don't really remember them. Think they kind of just skated by me. I mean, to me as a kid, Ghostbusters mainly came to me as Ecto Cooler.
Really?
The juice.
I don't remember that at
all. That was everywhere. It was so prestigious at lunch to have Ecto Cooler.
Well, Healy, you know, you're presenting this as sort of just curiosity, but I think it actually brings up a larger point for the con. I'm sorry I'm talking this way.
No,
I think that you could argue that the merchandising, the sort of commerciality of both the original and the new film are contributors to, you know, the sort of the dangerous consumer culture of the United States.
Yeah, you can't lay that on Ghostbusters.
Well, you can't lay it on Ghostbusters, but it's certainly part of a problem.
Okay, also, for all the damage that does, like, Ghostbusters is a movie about people with sort of a blue-collar job and a startup company.
That's wrong. Ghostbusters, I'm sorry to be so harsh. I'm sorry I snapped at you like that. Yeah. This is Great Debate's casual. I really apologize.
Are they not blue-collar?
Well, I haven't seen the new one, but in the original, they were, you know, intellectuals.
They're getting out there with gear.
No, but that was part of the charm of the movie.
They look like plumbers or exterminators.
They look like plumbers and exterminators, but they're not blue-collar jobs. In fact, that was one of the charms of it, was that these were like nerds, like, you know, sort of guys who never even saw the sun because they were like locked up in their, you know, laboratories all day. Hmm. And they worked for a university. They're kicked out of a university, I believe. Isn't it Columbia?
They're starting a cool business. That's a good message. Starting a bit, and people are laughing at them, but they like are committed to their idea and they're pursuing it.
Isn't in the original one the bad guy, is he like from the EPA or something?
I don't remember.
William Atherton.
Two movies from the 80s I'd like to discuss the possibility of female reboots of.
Okay.
Crocodile Dundee.
Okay.
Like,
oh, I gotta, I'll tell you who the star is right now.
Who?
Bindi Irwin, baby. She's ready to be a star, man.
That is so crazy that it's not crazy.
I'm telling you. You know what? Here's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not a big budget studio picture. It's like, you know, it's like...
it's indie.
Well, it's like, what's her name in the American Girl doll movie? It's, what was her name? Abigail Breslin. So it's like, that sort of thing. It's not targeted for an adult demo necessarily. It's for like young women. I think this is a great idea, actually.
Okay.
I think Bindi Irwin should be the star of a Crocodile Dundee reboot.
Okay. Well, Crocodile Dundee is basically a romantic comedy. What about that?
Yeah, you know what? This will be a true reboot because we're not going to rehash the original themes of themes, yes, but not the story. We won't have a love story. Or maybe we do, and maybe at the end they have their first kiss. You know, we'll make it age appropriate.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan, what do you think? Female Crocodile Dundee.
Great.
Three amigos.
Three señoritas.
Amigos.
Three amigos.
I love that. Sure.
That is a movie that could be dramatically improved.
You think so?
Yeah.
I like Three Amigos.
Well,
I'm surprised you don't like Ghostbusters, but you do like Three Amigos.
It's just it didn't get to me at the time. Whatever.
Three Amigos is one of those tough ones that's built entirely on a misunderstanding. I've always had trouble with movies like that, where they think they're in a production, but they're actually there to save the town. And it's just a very simple misunderstanding that I know it's a big, broad comedy and it's meant to be.
Well, but it gets resolved pretty quickly. And then they're like, well, we gotta
do it anyway. Yeah.
Not that quick.
Martin Short was in Three Amigos. Should he have been in Ghostbusters?
That's an interesting question. What part?
The new part. I don't know.
What? Oh, you're saying in the new Ghostbusters?
Oh, no. I think he should have been in the old Ghostbusters.
In the original Ghostbusters.
So you're saying the old Ghostbusters should have been as it was, plus one more character that was Martin Short.
Yeah.
That's a weird argument. I mean, I guess.
And the new Ghostbusters, I think Sigourney Weaver should be in it.
I hope she is. She might be too. We don't know.
She might be. We don't know.
Who would you cast in your all-female Three Amigos? And you can't cast anyone of the big four from Ghostbusters.
Ooh, okay. Kate Beckinsale.
What? Is it a comedy?
Ellie Kemper.
I love Ellie Kemper. I think that's great.
Yeah. And
Kate Beckinsale?
Oh, Monique.
Monique.
Well, that's an interesting movie, man.
Right? You'd pay to see that.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Who would you cast? I will acknowledge you're way better at casting than me.
I mean, I start with Polar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Polar Faye.
I think that I like your idea of trying to like find people of different stripes, not necessarily even race, but just like a different ages and different, you know what I mean? Like, I think that could be fun. Yeah. So let me start with Polar.
Okay.
Let's put a pin in that.
Love. Well, are they like silent film stars? So like, are you trying to cast people who could have been, because I think, sure, Polar could have been Mary Pickford kind of silent film star, no question.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I understand.
Yeah. Like the guys in Three Amigos are playing.
No, I understand. Yeah. They're playing like vaudeville guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's Polar.
Yep.
Oh. I don't know. Jump in. Who else? Dunham is interesting.
Polar? Dunham.
Dunham.
Eva Longoria?
Jenny Slate.
Oh, Jenny's, that was fantastic.
Slate
Polar
is great.
Polar and Slate. I mean, it'd be nice to mix it. I mean, Carol Burnett or someone. Could we get someone like that in there? Mm-hmm.
Carol Burnett?
Yeah.
Your dream cast for all-female reboot of Three Amigos is Amy Polar, Jenny Slate, and Carol Burnett.
Well, she's really funny. I mean, I don't know.
She
be
was
something.
Before she was 75 years old.
Okay, maybe she's like the ringer that they bring
it's
in at the end.
It's kind of interesting, though.
It is interesting.
I mean,
she's in there. She's got a cameo.
Roseanne.
We're
all right, whatever. What are we doing here?
Medine's, what do you think?
Well,
here's the thing about Great Debates Casuals. I don't really like lay down a verdict.
No, I don't think you should. I think you should just give us your own impressions.
Interesting discussion. I really loved Ghostbusters as a kid.
Yeah.
My brother and I loved it. We had two cousins that were close in age. They really loved it. It was a cause of celebration for the four of us. We watched it a number of times. They had the Ecto-1 car. We pretended to be Ghostbusters.
Sure.
The whole thing.
Who did you pretend to be?
I don't remember who I pretended to be, but I mean, Bill Murray's like an obvious favorite character from the.
Yeah. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Bill Murray is my favorite funny man whose ex-wife has accused him of abusing him on multiple occasions in sworn testimony. No one funnier in that category.
Did I? Well,
go ahead. Who do you got?
Let's leave it with Bill Murray.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed our very first Great Debates Casual and that you're sipping a nice tea.
Yeah, take just
with you your know. Shirt sleeves rolled up.
Whatever and, it is. It's all good.
Yeah, in a hammock, maybe.
In a hammock. Oh, I'd like to go lie in a hammock now that we're done.
I've been thinking about getting a hammock for the Great Debates yard.
Cool.
Out here.
Yeah. That would be nice. Yeah. I could hit that after.
Maybe next week we'll be back to Great Debates formal.
Yeah, probably. It will, probably won't be Friday. Yeah, I think we should get more formal next week. I hope everyone's enjoying their summer. I know I am. I know I enjoyed this episode. I hope you did too. Write to us, tweet at us. We're Great Debates 69 everywhere. And we'll see you next week. The Great Debates is produced by Mark Caracello. Our audio engineer is Mackenzie Kellerman. The theme song was composed by Christopher Knight. The debaters are Steve Healy and Dave King, and the podcast is moderated by Dan Medina.